Hi, Storyworks readers. My name is Talia, and I'm an editor here at Storyworks. Close your eyes and imagine you're on a beach in Southwest Florida. It's a summer night, and you can smell the salty ocean and hear the rolling waves gently crashing against the warm sand. In the distance, you can hear cars driving along a beachside road. Suddenly, just under the sand surface, you see something stirring. The sand moves like a pot of boiling water. The patch of sand cracks and in a flurry of flapping flippers and tiny little shells, several baby turtles emerge. Nearly 100 of their brothers and sisters follow behind. Standing on top of their empty eggshells, the hatchlings break out of their sandy nest and make a mad dash across the sand. Their goal? To get to the ocean, which has been sea turtles' watery home since the time of the dinosaurs. During the hatching season in Florida, this scene happens hundreds of times all along the coastline. It's an incredible thing to witness firsthand. However, a hatchling's journey to the ocean is often dangerous for these baby turtles. Natural predators like birds, crabs, and raccoons are eager to grab and eat the hatchlings. But many threats to the lives of these newborns are man-made. I'm going to tell you about another man-made threat that sea turtles are facing. It's called light pollution. To find their way to the ocean, newborn turtles' instincts guide them towards the brightest light in the night sky. In the wild, that's usually the glittering glow of the moon and shimmering stars reflecting off ocean waves. However, bright lights from coastal roads and beachfront buildings can misguide these hatchlings. Yow! They're so bright that they confuse the turtle's sense of direction. While lights can make places safer for humans, they can lead sea turtles into grave danger. Many newborn turtles will wander away from the ocean and towards these much brighter artificial lights. This disruptive glow is called light pollution. The longer it takes for these hatchlings to make it into the ocean, the more likely they are to be snatched up by a hungry predator attacking from the land or sky. Some hatchlings never make it to the ocean and grow dehydrated and exhausted. Others are misled by the artificial lights and stray into busy and deadly roads. Now, without help, very few young turtles survive their first journey to the ocean. Thankfully, there are organizations out there that work to guide these newborn turtles to safety. They work day and night to identify sea turtle nests, protect them, and, once the nests hatch, guide hatchlings that are confused by bright city lights to make sure they get to the ocean. They also try to convince people who live by the ocean to install lights that are less distracting to the baby sea turtles. These efforts give sea turtles a much better shot at survival. And, with the aid of these helping humans, the tiny sea turtles are able to scuttle to safety into the water and avoid the many potential dangers of the shore. Thanks for listening to the Storyworks Learn More podcast.